We'll get to a quick, stupid fact of the day where we find something interesting on the internet and we bring it to you because we all want you to learn, right?
Absolutely. We're not going to promise that all the learning's good, though.
Listen, this is just a quick one, all right? You know pumpkins, right? You've heard of pumpkins before?
I've heard of pumpkins.
Yeah?
I've seen pumpkins.
Yes. Have you touched a pumpkin?
I've touched a pumpkin.
How have you picked a pumpkin up?
By the stem?
Nope.
Usually it's by
That's
the stem and then
what
you
it's
put
called.
Your hand. No.
That's What's our stupid called? Fact of the day. Stem of the pumpkin is called a peduncle.
A peduncle?
A peduncle.
That's a peduncle, not a stem?
Grab me by the peduncle, baby.
That is a fantastic word.
And now,
I am so happy to learn that word.
That's right. And now I will use peduncle for any sort of stem-like thing.
I feel like yes. Like an apple's got a peduncle. Right.
It's okay. So I don't know if honestly we jest, but I don't know if this actually equates to other sorts of gourds or fruits
I'm sure
or
it's
vegetables.
Probably, an apple probably just has a stem. But still, a peduncle is a lot more fun to say.
Yeah, the stem of a pumpkin called the peduncle. So, like
Why
I said.
Exactly did we rename that particular stem?
I don't know if we ever renamed it or we just... If that's what it always was called and we just decided it was a stem. Who knows?
I feel like everything else that has a stem is a stem.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, I don't
feel
know.
Like that is the only one that's got its own lane with peduncle, but I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at all.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm angry at peduncle.
Peduncle. Oh, dang. That's just fun right there.
Oh, the peduncle. Yeah, you've got the seed, the leaves, the vines, the roots, the fruit, and
you
the peduncle.
What? I'm going to need everybody that's trick-or-treating this year, especially if you go up to a porch that's got some jack-o'-lanterns, some pumpkins. Make sure you compliment them on the nice peduncle.
Yes.
And see what kind of looks you get.
And if they blush, then you'll know it was
hey,
a very
mister,
big peduncle.
I really like your peduncle. You got a nice peduncle there.
Okay.
You might get some looks, but it's fun, and you can, like, show off your knowledge. See, it's the stem of a pumpkin.
Did you ever steal pumpkins when you were little? Or-
no! Why are you stealing anything from someone's porch? Did you? I'm guessing yes with your face, sir.
Well, why do you have to give away my face? I was just asking.
I'm just saying, why are you asking if you haven't? You did. How many did you steal? What'd you do with them?
Listen. We were borrowing them.
Oh, borrowing someone's pumpkin without asking?
And
off their porch?
It was in high school, and we would take pumpkins from other neighborhoods and give them to our Spanish teacher, Senora Speakman.
You're like kind of the pumpkin Robin Hood?
Yeah, and we would put them all in her front yard to show her how much we cared.
Gotcha. Oh, I bet the neighbors that you borrowed them from really appreciated it, especially if they spent time carving them. Did you take carved jack-o'-lanterns?
I'm telling
you. Did you take people's pumpkin art?
No. Never jack-o'-lanterns. But I'll tell you, we made the news almost every year.
Are you serious?
I mean, I don't want to.
Bandits are at it again.
Listen,
and this poor woman is targeted once again. Who is doing this? Will we ever find out? Are you an urban legend?
Listen,
in your hometown?
I gotta think that the statute of limitations is passed, right?
Probably.
That we're good. We're good now.
But you know what? But still, you left that town hanging. Like it's now an urban legend, and they're never gonna know. Who was to blame for that? Did you ever fess up to the teacher? Do you say, hey, remember when that happened?
The teacher knew the students were doing this.
Okay, she just didn't know which ones.
Yeah, I mean, she knew it was her students that were doing this. And
we would do Benjamina.
And we would do pumpkins, we would do election signs, we would do all that stuff. And it was just to show how much we loved and cared for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and then she had to, like, clean it all up.
Well, what the news would say is, hey, if you had a pumpkin stolen, come by
come
and
on
search.
Over
you can come and search,
take your pick.
You can grab the pumpkin by its peduncle.
Exactly.
And you can
take
put
it
back
home.
In your car. All right,
I feel like you do need to, do you know how to find her again? I feel like we need to have you need to call her on
listen,
the show
listen,
and fess up
listen,
and
Kelly,
say, hey, remember all the times.
Kelly, our beloved Senora Speakman is no longer living.
Oh,
She was a beloved teacher, loved by many.
And oh, no.
I shouldn't say many. Loved by everyone.
Did she ever know before she passed on?
I mean, maybe.
She didn't.
Maybe.
Well, she does now. She is probably looking down on you. She's probably
like,
an avid listener from above. You know what? Maybe she sent the little ghost that your kids saw up in the hallway.
I'll tell you the one phrase
maybe that was her.
I'll tell you the one phrase that I remember dearly from my Senora Speakman was, Benito, cállate! Like, shut up, Ben. So, anyways, all right. So, your stupid fact of the day, the stem of the pumpkin is called the peduncle.
Yes. Wow, that was a winding river.
Thank you.